Gum-hee-young loves his family. He says that is why for most of the past 4 years he has lived more than 10,000 kilometers away from them. While he stays here in South Korea and works, his two teenage children go to school in the United States. His wife takes care of them there. Kum, the dean of political science at Seoul City University, says he wanted his children to have a U.S. education because he believes the rigidly conformist South Korean school system is inadequate.
The education they got was how to memorize, not how to analyze, how to describe, explain. They did not learn how to solve the problem logically.
Many other South Korean fathers share Kum's disappointment with the education system here, or they want their children to study abroad to learn another language, particularly English. They have made the same decision to remain behind while they send their families abroad for anywhere as long as 10 years. These fathers have earned the nickname Kirogi Appa, or Goose Dads. South Koreans say the name derives from the loyalty wild geese show to their mates. Figurines of geese are often given as a gift to couples here to symbolize marital love and sacrifice. Choi Young-suk did postdoctoral research on goose dads at Seoul's Yonsei University. She says the practice is expanding.
She
says there are no exact figures, but estimates there are between 30 and 50,000 goose dads in South Korea. She says more important than the exact number is the psychological effect the goose dad trend has. Kum has felt the psychological effects firsthand. He says in Korea, families depend on a father as the hub of a household. But after his family had been in the U.S. for a while, Kum says he started to feel irrelevant.
My wife, my kids were doing everything right without me. So I thought, oh, I'm just kind of small part, just to give them money. I keep thinking, they need me or not?
Kum's daughter, Jiwon, is a junior at a university in Ohio, but was in Seoul on break recently. She said when she was younger, she did not realize the loneliness and worry her father was going through. She says she often took her father's sacrifice for granted because it had been her parents' decision to have her study in the United States. She adds, as her younger brother entered adolescence, he began to grow apart from their father because of the distance. Kum says about a year ago, the anxiety of being a goose dad began to take a physical toll.
I got sick, terribly sick, some kind of stressful panic disorder. The doctor said the only way to heal my disease is let them come back, join me.
Kum says many goose dads deal with the stress of being away from their families by drinking alcohol with each other, which his health problems prevent him from doing. Instead, his family came back for several months, and now that Kum is recovering, they plan to return to the United States soon. Despite the hardship, goose dads have a better situation than the men Koreans refer to as penguin dads. As the nicknames imply, goose dads can fly because they can afford the occasional plane ticket to visit their families. Penguin fathers, who work in lower-income jobs, remain grounded and often go for many years at a time without seeing their wives and children. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.